It's 7:30 a.m., and several dozen people are filling the Snead Hall atrium at VCU School of Business. It's the monthly Encorepreneur breakfast event, a gathering of business and civic leaders, geared toward engaging boomers and pre-boomers in the next phase of their personal and professional endeavors. A trio of young people stand out.
Calvin Peterson.
Calvin, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
Calvin Peterson and his partners Katie Taylor and Wayne Pitts are here to network. The VCU students have won three different competitions for their business plan to develop Cush, a wheelchair cushion to address the problem of pressure sores.
It is a wheelchair cushion that combines gel, foam, and alternating air, and it moves air around so the person doesn't have to shift their own pressure. And it
works. We have some students here today, and they have started a business called Cush.
During the breakfast presentation, the group is recognized by Jay Markowitz, a professor of entrepreneurship at VCU, who says they're an example of the talent they want to see coming out of the School of Business.
And they're here today, and so I encourage you to come up to Calvin and his team to say hi and share some of your wisdom and listen to their story, because it is a great story.
It's been a hectic 7 months for Peterson, Taylor, and Pitts, who began collaborating during an entrepreneurship capstone course at VCU. They had to develop an idea they could potentially market, and their professor encouraged them to pursue something they were passionate about.
Well, I'm sitting on a cushion now that I think I'm just sitting on for mental purposes to make me feel better.
Peterson has used a wheelchair for 9 years after being shot in the chest shortly after his 21st birthday. The bullet hit his spinal cord, paralyzing him below the waist. 6 years ago, he developed a pressure sore on his tailbone. It started out small, but quickly worsened.
It was so bad I had to get surgery to correct it because my bone literally ate through my skin.
Peterson missed a semester of school and an entire year of work. He had to get surgery, and the recovery was challenging.
It was very depressing because I couldn't do anything. Even when I had it and had the surgery, I had to stay in the house and stay off of it. So I had to stay on one side. So I couldn't go anywhere. And when I had to use the bathroom or take a shower, I had to be very careful because I had this tube coming out.
According to the National Pressure Ulcer Advisory Panel, an estimated 2.5 million people in the United States develop pressure sores. About 60,000 people die from pressure sore complications, and the economic cost is calculated at $9 to $11 billion. Pitts and Taylor say they wanted to collaborate with Peterson to help create a solution to this problem.
It's a big issue for individuals with paraplegia and quadriplegia, that pressure ulcers can really just take them out of life potentially. I mean, there are deaths from pressure ulcers, but then also to just make their quality of life that much worse than it needs to be.
Pressure sores affect all ages, from babies born prematurely to seniors in nursing homes. Also called bed sores or pressure ulcers, they form on parts of the body where the skin and tissues have weakened due to pressure or friction. Peterson points out that actor and activist Christopher Reeve died from complications connected to pressure sores.
He was Superman. He died from a complication from pressure ulcers. And a lot of people don't know that. They just remember him falling off the horse and being paralyzed. But that's what was the cause of his death, was a tribute to pressure ulcers. So I guess I just want everybody to know that pressure ulcers exist and that the pain is real.
A variety of cushions exist to help alleviate pressure sores, but Peterson says they're problematic. He was using a cushion when he developed his pressure sore, and the one he has now looks mostly deflated. He reaches inside the cushion and pulls out several flat blue pieces of plastic material.
It's supposed to be air-filled in these, but as you can see, they're not, and they pop. I mean, I think most of them pop within the first 2-3 months of me having it.
Peterson's firsthand experience, Taylor's skills in finance, and Pitt's outreach and marketing savvy helped lead them to where they are now. The $8,000 they won in competitions, along with the recognition, has taken Cush beyond a school project. One of the biggest boosts they got, says Taylor, was from attorneys helping them pro bono.
We're lucky enough that we had McGuire Woods offer to help us do the patent research pro bono. And now they're filling out our provisional patent application. So we think that because of their work, it'll be relatively easy for us to get through. We think that we'll have avoided all of the imposing, infringing on other patents and whatnot, but if we hadn't had their help, then I'm not really sure where we would be right now with the patent application. Having them confirm that we had a patentable idea was a huge step in getting us going.
While they're going through the patent process, they can't divulge too many details about how Kush will work. For now, Taylor describes it as a combination of different technologies that will give wheelchair users stability and structure.
If it works, in essence, it'll actually heal the pressure ulcer and prevent further pressure ulcers from forming from the amount of pressure that is alleviated.
The Kush co-founders say the support of VCU and their mentors has helped them make significant progress while all working jobs and finishing their degrees. They used some of their prize money to draft an operational agreement, register as an LLC, and conduct a focus group. Now they're tackling the next big step, launching a crowdfunding campaign to raise $40,000. If they're successful, the funds will be used to hire a product development company to create a prototype of their cushion. For Virginia Currents, this is Catherine Comp, WCVE News.